I don't think I'm going to preach long. I think we're just going to go into the sermon. You stay over there. And then we're going to see where the Holy Ghost takes us. We're going to see where he takes us. We're going to have a Holy Ghost time up in here. You could take your seat for a moment. And, you know, we've been in this series, Increase. 9 o'clock, we had a tremendous service. But I feel like the overflow is about to happen right now. I feel like the Holy Ghost is going to take control tonight, or this morning. And we've been in this series, Increase. And I could see the increase in our church. I think we might need more chairs at our 11 a.m. service. Because I think we do need another row. We need to add another one for 11 o'clock because we're about to bust out the seams in this place. We've been talking about increase these last few weeks, and how many been blessed by that? Okay, you got to shout with me because my energy's up here, and if you bring me down, then you're going to take me down with you. I said, how many been blessed by this series this month? I believe that God is bringing the increase within our lives. I believe that, you know, with the word of the Lord has been going forth, I believe that this is what we needed. We've been talking about the seed and how powerful the seed is. And the Bible is very clear about the seed, about sowing and what, church? Sowing and reaping. And the Bible is very clear about what we sow, we shall reap. And I believe that we've been sowing good seeds. How many have been sowing good seeds lately? I believe that God is going to increase our spiritual walk because we've been sowing good seeds. God's about to increase our capacity because we've been sowing good seeds. I believe that today that we've made a choice and we decided within our hearts that from this moment on, we will sow good seeds, right? We've been learning that the seed is powerful. Somebody say the seed is powerful. The seed within itself, it is powerful. But within the seed, we also understand that that seed is powerful to give life. That seed is powerful to give birth to a tree, give birth to other fruit. The seed is powerful. And we understand that the seed had to go into what? Good soil. And when the seed finds itself in good soil, all of a sudden this seed could produce. But there's something I notice about the seed as well. I understood that the seed also needs another element. And the other element that the seed needs, I believe that the farmer totally understands. Because the farmer understands that he could have bags of seed, but the seeds are useless even if we put them in the ground and there's no rain coming in the forecast. Or if there's no water coming soon, then those seeds eventually just become seeds in the ground. The same way the seed is vital to the farmer is the same way water is vital to the farmer. And it's the same way with you and I here this morning, that we have seeds in the ground. How many have seeds in the ground? How many have promises in the ground? How many have dreams in the ground? Visions in the ground? Prayers in the ground? Come on, somebody. Many of us, we have seed in the ground. But I've come to realize that the seed is useless without water. We need water on the seed. Are you with me? See, the seed is powerful, but we need rain. Somebody say rain. Rain. The title of my message is Send the Rain. If there's anything that I understand about rain is that rain is universal. The rain comes on the just and the unjust. And the rain is necessity. It's a necessity that we need here today. You know, when I first moved to Arizona, I was telling our 9 a.m. service that I literally thought that Arizona didn't have rain. I thought it was literally desert, dry ground. I was like, man, what are we going to do with rain? And I literally looked it up. Does it rain in Arizona? Siri was like, yes, it does, bro. And I was like, man, okay, cool, it rains. And I remember moving here. And when I moved here, I remember, you know, that first monsoon. We get monsoons over here. And haboobs or whatever those things are called, right? Somebody told me it's a haboob. I think it was you, Albert. We get haboobs. I said, stop calling me that, bro. And over here in Arizona, we get those type of storms. And I remember the first time I experienced one. I went outside and I was like, man, it's windy. You know, that wind comes. I was like, man, this is crazy, right? My little eyebrow hair was like this. And I remember all of a sudden the wind stopped for a second and it's like literally a faucet opened up in Arizona. It was like, I was like, what is going on here? I went instantly on Instagram. I was like, look, guys, look, guys, look, right? And I remember me and my kids, we were so excited about the rain that we ran outside. And we were like, wow, it's raining. Oh, my God, it's raining. Wow, we were out there like maniacs in the rain. Because I literally thought it didn't rain here. And if you're new to the area, it's going to rain. But we were tripping because the monsoons and stuff comes in the summer. It's like, what? In the summer? That's the best time to get rain, right? I love that. So I ran outside, started experiencing it. It felt good. But I understand that rain is a necessity. It is a necessity. I believe that many of us, we've come to understand that things die without water. You have grass in front of your house. If you don't water it in a couple months, it will be dead. Actually, a couple weeks in Arizona, maybe a couple days. It will be brown. Then you got to get green paint and just paint the grass like I'm taking care of it, HOA. I got it. Don't trip. I'm watering, right? But I understand that things die without water. And I believe that we all understand that the rain needs to come in order for things to grow. See, an apple seed remains just a seed unless water comes and hits the seed that's in the ground. It has no potential to grow. The same way with your dreams here today. Unless you have water or rain within your life, your dreams will die. Your visions will die. Your seeds will die. Your promises will die. Are you with me here today? See, when rain comes, you know something's about to happen. I shared this story earlier this morning about a woman when she's pregnant. She knows when the baby's coming. How does she know? Because when the water breaks, it's on. Oh, y'all, stay with me. When the water breaks, it's like, get the bag, let's go, get in the car, this thing's about to hatch. Because every woman understands that when the water breaks, it's time. But I'm here to tell you, when water breaks in your life, it's time for something to give birth inside of you. It's time for the seed to give birth inside of you when the water breaks. I think we need to understand some things about the water. You need water in your life. You need the Spirit of God in your life. That's why when you come to church, it's important for us to lift our hands. Why? Because you're saying, God, bring the water. God, bring the rain. This is why it's important for you to go into prayer. Why? Because you're asking God, God, bring the rain in my life. Without these things, we can't find ourselves in the presence of the Lord. I believe that God brings the rain to open the seed within your life. Some of you need the rain so bad in your life, you got seeds that are not yet cracked open inside of you. Oh, come on, somebody. There are seeds locked up inside of you that have been sitting there for 5 years, 10 years, and you ain't got the proper rain raining in your life right now. That's why the seed ain't cracked open yet. We need those seeds to crack open now. We need your promises to crack open now. We need your calling to crack open now. We need you to step into leadership now. We need you to step into the person that God has called you to be. It needs to crack open. When God sends the rain, some of us get scared of the rain. Y'all scared of the rain. Yesterday it rained, boy. I know when it's going to rain. I feel it in my feet. I feel it. How do you feel it, Pastor? You're a weirdo. No. I had surgery in my feet. I broke both my heels about 3 years ago. And I have pins and a plate putting that whole thing back together. And so whenever the moisture changes in the air, I could feel it about 2 to 3 days before. I kid you not. The other day, right before this Saturday, the other day I was in the car, go, man, my feet hurt. My wife goes, is it going to rain? I'm like her weather channel now. Is it going to rain? Maybe. I don't know. It's sunny, though. But I could feel it. I could feel it first in my physical body, and then eventually something happens in the atmosphere. It starts raining. And I was with Jesse, and I was like, Jesse, I knew it. It's going to rain. I knew it. I knew it. But do you know that when I come into service, I know when it's going to rain? I literally know. I know. How do I know? When they were saying, miracles happen when you. I could stand here and I can feel it. Something is shifting in the atmosphere. And I can feel, Lord, it's about to rain in this place. And then I come up here and I feel it even more. And by the time I get up here, I'm like, it's already rain. It's been raining over there. I don't know what these people are doing. It's been raining. But I could feel something happening. I can feel the atmosphere shift. I can feel something taking place. Some of you can't understand what happens when the atmosphere shifts. So what you do is you just stand there like this is normal. No. You got to get in the rain because something is shifting in the atmosphere. You know how rain happens? Rain is basically a reciprocal thing. When moisture starts going up, all of a sudden there's clouds. When there are clouds, the clouds get so heavy that all of a sudden they cannot hold the moisture anymore. And what happens? It starts. Isn't it a trip? This reciprocal thing happens in the church. You see those people getting breakthroughs when something goes up. You know, there's people that stand in church, Joe, just like this. And they watch you. Man, he's getting it. Man, he's really, it must be the part in his hair or something, but he's getting it. And you watch everybody get their rain. But you don't get rain because you don't know how to get yourself in the presence of God to lift your hands and let moisture go up. And all of a sudden, the clouds start forming above you. And all of a sudden, something releases in your life. Are you with me? So what happens when a church comes together and a shifting takes place is that people come in understanding when the praise goes up, the praises come down of God in my life. Sometimes we come so grumpy attitude and all this and issues and I can't stand her. And you come to church with all that and you can't lift your hands. And you have all those seeds inside of you and they can't give birth. Because you don't know how to get his presence down. Am I preaching? We got to learn how to get the presence of the Lord down. Shift the atmosphere. Learn how to shift it at your house. Learn how to shift it here at church. Learn how to shift it with your kids. Learn how to shift it wherever you are. Say, God, I need to shift the atmosphere because I need the rain. I said, how many need the rain? You know, I found an interesting story in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 10 and 12. The Bible says this, for the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you've come, where you have sown your seed and watered it by foot. What he's saying is this. He's saying, where I'm about to take you is not like the land that you're coming from. And what he's telling them is that in this land, you had to dig a trench. what this verse is saying is that when seed was sown there in that land where you came from, what you had to do is you would have to actually dig a trench by your foot all the way to your seed from the river. So what happened is that the river would actually come in and water that seed. Are you with me? So what he's saying is that that land that you're going to is not like the land that you just came from, okay? But the land which you are crossing over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, and the land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. He's saying, where you're going, it's not like the land that you just came from. The land that you came from, you had to make water happen in your life, make things happen on your own. You tried it on your own. Can somebody say amen? The seeds that you sown in your life, you had to make those things happen. But he's saying, where I'm taking you, you don't have to make things happen. What you have to do is rely on my presence. Because where I'm taking you, there's going to be some highs. There's going to be some lows. There's going to be places where you can't do it on your own. But where I'm taking you is a place that you got to rely for the rain that comes down from heaven. Not the rain that you can produce. Not the rain that you can do. The rain that you can do, anybody could do. What you produce, anybody could produce. But he's saying, where I'm taking you, where the promises are, there's going to be highs, lows, there's going to be happy days, sad days. But regardless of what, you got to rely on me to bring the rain. Somebody say, shh, bring the rain. Come on, say, bring the rain. So he's telling them, where I'm about to take you, you're going to have to rely on me. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11 says this, as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so it yields seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So my word goes out from my mouth and will not return empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. What the Bible is saying here is that the rain and snow come from the heaven, and when it comes with a purpose, and it will not return without doing what it's supposed to do. And what it says there, it says, as it waters the earth, it makes things bud and flourish. When I said bud, some of you guys know what I'm talking about. But he's saying, we want it to bud and flourish. So when you think about the rain, you think about how it's such a necessity within our lives. Are you with me? Do you need rain? I said, do you need rain? Well, there's a thing that I notice about rain. That rain cannot come without a storm. Now you guys are mad at me.
Oh, is he going to talk about storms? Yes, I am.
I'm going to talk about storms. Because without the storm, there's no rain. Some of us, we don't like the storm. We want to run away from the storm. When the storms come, it brings rain. But we absolutely need the storms in order for rain to come into our lives. We have seed in the ground. We have sown things in the ground. But you have to understand that you need rain in order for those to grow. You can't just say, I got seed and I'm believing, and never have a storm hit your life and expect something to grow. I can't expect seeds to grow if I never water them. We need the water as much as we need the seed. Are you with me? So what we need to find out is that God, if I need this rain, or we need to figure out, if I need this rain, then why do I keep running away from the storms? Some of us, we don't like storms. It's such an inconvenience. Wow, man, it's going to rain. I can't go out and plan a party. I can't do this, can't do that. And it's an inconvenience. For some of you guys, you like rain because you go on this Netflix binge, you know, you just watch Netflix for till it stops. Not yet. Another movie? Not yet. But we need the storms. You know what I tripped out? Is that many people that are not growing is because spiritually you're walking around with your umbrellas. You don't want to get wet. So you come to church, you do believe in the promise, you do believe in the visions, you do believe that God has his best intention, you have all this seed, but when you come to church, you come with umbrellas. And we walk around the church like this, like, don't wet me. I just come here to enjoy what I see. For real. I'm just going to watch and be a spectator, and I'm going to watch everybody get their rain. Huh, look at that guy enjoying the rain. And then we start hating on people that are growing. You start, why are they getting blessed? Because they don't got an umbrella over their life right now. Some of us got this big old Ramada over our whole entire family. We rented one. We're like, oh, no, I'm putting money. I had to put a deposit down because I need a big Ramada. I don't want to get wet. No. It's time to jump in and say, God, I need the rain in my life. God, I need breakthroughs. God, I need the seed to crack. God, I need my dreams to open. God, I need my vision to come to pass. God, I need you to move. So what we got to do is take the umbrella down and say, God, if you want to shower me, then shower me with your presence. Why do you come to church upset and mad? God. Why do we do? You came to the right place. You might as well let down your guards and say, what's the worst that can happen? I can leave happy. Some of you don't want to leave happy because you want to take your fight back into the car. Dang, I went there. I'm going to hold on to this all day. She deserves it. Get over it. You might as well get in his presence and say, God, rain down on me. I need your rain in my life. Without a storm, there's no rain. Some of us have been trying to avoid these storms. Some of you are trying to avoid conflict. You're avoiding these things. But the storm is needed. The storm is needed within your life. Storms are needed to really get you into a place where you start getting that water. You know that in Mark last week, we were talking about these parables. And we're talking about these parables, and as we talk about these parables, what happens at the end of these parables, same chapter, Mark chapter 4, is that Jesus literally sends his disciples into a storm. That's cold-blooded. Giving them all these things, right, about the seed, and you're the light of the world, and all of a sudden he goes into a storm. Storm could be trials, storm could be, you know, conflict, storm could be all these things. But there's a couple things that I know about storms. Storms are meant for correction in your life. Some of you need a storm because he needs to correct you. Some of you need a storm because he wants to perfect you. When you go through a storm, it brings perfection out of you. Some of you go through storms, and that storm is really to change your perception of who he is. I think for many of us, we got to look at storms a little bit different and say, God, am I going through this storm because you're trying to correct me, or you're trying to perfect me, or you're trying to give me a different perspective of what I'm going through? Unless you go through that storm, you'll never know how to come out and be better. I was sharing about a storm that I went through when I had a boat. I took my family with me. It was a Thanksgiving day. And that night, I had this bright idea. I said, let's go fishing. I said, all right, let's go. So I went fishing. I got to the dock 11:30 p.m. Now, somebody in their right mind won't do that, but I'm weird like that, so I went out. My mom wanted to come with me. I was like, oh, okay, let's go, right? Didn't really want to take her, but she was just, I want to go, mijo. I was like, all right, come on. My mom, my brother-in-law, my brother, my nephew, we're all in one boat, little small boat, and we're there midnight, okay? Midnight. We get to this spot, anchor down, throw the lines out. We're fishing 15 minutes. Somebody say 15 minutes. Then I got impatient. 15 minutes is a long time. 3 minutes is a long time. Some of you stare at the microwave for 3 minutes like. We're in the boat. We reel up. We're like, I'm out of here. I'm gonna change my spots. I'm impatient. I didn't get no bites. I'm ready to move. We start moving. And as we're moving, I'm looking for a different spot. And as I'm looking for the different spot, there's this thing called the Delta fog, I think it's called, or something like that. It's this fog that comes in. The fog is so thick that I literally can't see from here to Larry. From here to my wife, it's like fog, like a wall. And I'm like, oh my, this is scary. This is really, like, for real, it was scary. Because there on that river, it's literally a levee on one side and a levee on the other side. And it's not even that wide. It's not wide at all. It's maybe 25 feet wide. Maybe a little more than that. But it's really, 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 like, really narrow. And if you're in this river, like, you can hit that levee. You could go to the left or to the right, and you could hit each levee, if you make the wrong turn. But I remember that we only had this one little flashlight. It was like this big. And we were literally like this, trying to cut through the fog, right? This thing did not work for nada, nothing. And we were like all freaking out. We're like, oh my God, oh my God, be careful, be careful. We're like, not full throttle. We're like, watch out, watch out, watch out. Right? We're scared. But I remember being in that place scared. Okay? I finally found the dock. We got lost. I finally found the dock at 6 in the morning. I fished 15 minutes. Let me say 15 minutes. And drove the whole night looking to get back to land. And I remember going through that, and I said, that was scary. So all of a sudden, what I did, the next boat I got these big old LED bars, like these big ones. And I could light probably 3 miles down the road. And I was like, next time I will never get caught in this fog again. A lot of times we go through things that we never learn why we even went through it in the first place. Or you forget why you went through it. You forget why that storm even hit your life. Many of us, we've been going through things and you don't get the outcome that you're looking for, and you keep going through the cycle because you never learn out of your storm. Are you with me? You got to start learning how to get out of your storm. The next thing I want to share with you is the storm of perception or perceiving things. In Job chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job was one that went through it. If you read the book of Job, that boy went through it. I feel bad. When I read it, I feel bad. I'm like, man, that poor guy. He lost everything. But towards the end of Job, you begin to see that his perception changed. The Bible says that he began to pray for those friends that at first told him to curse God and die. I'm getting a little hot, guys. Sorry. Curse God and die. But his perception changed, and what happened? something came out of it. The Bible says that he got everything twice as much as he had before. Tell your neighbor, put your umbrella away. The other thing that the storm does, and this is why storms are important, is because the storm reveals the seed. The water reveals the seeds that are in your life. We need the water because it reveals what we've been sowing all this time. Some of us, we need the water because you don't really realize what you've been sowing. That's why when you go through the storm, that anger still comes out of you. Storms are needed. If I didn't go through storms, I would never develop my character, never would have developed integrity, never would have developed who I am as a man of God, never would have developed into becoming the pastor that I am today. I needed storms in my life. I needed them. And because I needed them, I understand how to embrace them. Many of us, you need your storms. The reason why you need your storms is this, because it really reveals what you have inside. The rain reveals the seed. If I had a bucket of seeds, you wouldn't know what seed is what until we start watering it and say, oh, that's that, and oh, that's this, and oh, that's that. Right? When you go through it, and you go through your storms, and you go through your fights, and you go through your marriage things, and you go through drama, and when money don't look right, and when your finances are acting dumber than we are, you know, it starts really showing stuff. Can I get an amen? It starts showing who you really are. It starts showing what's sprouting up inside of you. So when the rain and the waters come, that reveals what's inside of you. You know how you could tell if you're growing or if you're changing? Is by this. Is by when you go through the storm, what is coming out of you? Is the peace of God coming out of you? When pressure comes into your life, that's the real test. When pressure comes, man, do you lose it? Do you yell at everybody? Oh, why did you do that? That's your fault. Why are you yelling at that? Came out of you, man. Look at what you did. Now I'm all mad. No. That came out of you. I didn't do nothing. You don't know how to handle pressure, so all of a sudden you're mad. Ah, I can't believe you like blow up. Why are you blowing up? Because the rain, the storm, the pressure starts revealing who you really are. You know, the Bible says that when Jesus sent them out, the disciples sent them out into the storm. In verse 40, he says this. He says, look, the wind came, the storm was there. And he goes, why are you guys afraid? He goes, do you still have no faith? In other words, this storm just revealed what's in your heart, disciples. You're still afraid. You still have no faith. All you have to do is trust me. I'm with you. I think too many times everything else comes out and not enough faith comes out. Not enough trust comes out. Not enough of God comes out. Why is that? Because maybe you've been sowing seeds of doubt. Maybe you've been sowing seeds that I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid. You're sowing seeds that God don't love me. You're sowing seeds that God's not going to come through. You're sowing those seeds. And when storms come, all this ugliness comes out with you. But when you start sowing good seeds and storms come within our lives, then you know, hey, bring the rain. Because I've grown a little bit. Bring the rain because it's not going to move me either way. I know who I am in God. The Bible talks about those two builders, the wise and the foolish builder. And he says, look, there's two builders. One's going to build on a great foundation, and one's going to build on the sand. And the Bible says, remember what I opened up with, the rain will rain on the just and the unjust, right? But he says, when the storm comes, the one that built on a good foundation, their house will stand, but the one that builds on a sand foundation, that house will fall. Isn't it a trip that in our lives, it is the same thing? If you keep building on lies, if you keep building your life on empty promises, then you're going to come up empty and full of lies every single time. But when you find yourself in that place of, man, I just want to sow God's word in me. I want to sow God's goodness in me. I want to sow forgiveness. I want to sow all these things in my life so that one day I can reap these things out of my life. I'm here to tell you, that's what God's desire is for you. You just got to get into the rain. Now, that's one form of rain that comes through storms, but even in a spiritual sense, I said it earlier, sometimes you got to come into the house of God and just open up. Open up. It's hard for us to open up when we're dry, when we're like, I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. But when you break out of that and you open up and say, God, just speak to me today. God, I need a word from you. God, I want to hear from you. What happens is God starts showing up and bringing rain into your dry life. If you're bored with life, get into the presence of God. If you're bored where you're going, get into the presence of God. It's a roller coaster with God. It feels great. It's highs and lows, but God is still with us. Lastly, when I thought about the rain, I was thinking about Noah and how Noah experienced 40 days and 40 nights of rain. The Lord was done with the earth, done with people. He flooded it. You know, sometimes we sing songs. Come like a flood. Come like a flood. Release your... You don't even know what you're asking. I don't want to be in a flood without a life jacket. I'm cool. Come like a flood. Rain. Holy Spirit, rain on... Right? All these rain dances, all this stuff. We sing about it a lot. But do you understand what you're doing? You're either asking for the storm or his presence, but you're asking for rain. That's why sometimes you come up here like, that felt good. Well, guess what? Go into a storm. Because you just asked for rain. Noah was in this rain 40 days, 40 nights, the Bible says. Built a boat, saved his family. We know that story. But the Bible says in Genesis, I believe it's verse chapter 8, verse 1, it says, but God remembers Noah. The storm came and wiped everything, right? Wiped it all. Only thing that was surviving was his boat, his ark. And what happens is that now he's beginning to say, okay, the waters need to recede. What's going on, God? So all of a sudden, he opens this window, sends a raven out. The raven goes out, comes back. There's no dry land anywhere. Right? And what happens is that as he sends him out, he comes back, he sends out a dove as well. When he sends out the dove goes out, I think it's seven days of period of times as he keeps sending these out. But when he sends out the dove returns. And when the dove returns, this is so powerful. When the dove returns with a leaf from the olive tree. If you know anything about the Bible and what olives represent an anointing. Olive represents a freshness. Olives represent something like that. And when you think about what's happening is that the rain came. God remembers him in his storms. I think that's a word for some of you here today, that God still remembers you even in your storms. Some of you in the storm right now. But that's okay. God's got you in safety. But he released the dove. The dove came back with this leaf, and this leaf came back, and no one knew. The time is coming for a new beginning, a fresh start. Something new is taking place, a new birth, a new life. It's happening. 7 days later, he sends the bird out, and the bird doesn't return. Noah now realizes the waters are now receding to the point where I'm about to get off this ark, and the water's going to be done. But I'm going to step into something new, something fresh, something like I've never experienced before. I believe God wants to do that for your life. He wants you to know the rain came or is coming. But there is a day that you're going to look back and say, I remember when I got that fresh anointing. I got the fresh anointing right after that storm. You know that every time I leveled up, it was because I went through a storm. When I came here, I went through a storm before I got here. It was a period of maybe 3 years. And I was warring inside myself. I started a business. I started making money. I started doing good. But there was a war in myself. Do I want to do the business or do I want to fulfill the call of God within my life? And I literally got to the point where I'm okay. Either way, God, I'm okay. Have you ever said that before? I'm okay. Whatever, God, whatever you want to do, I'm okay. But deep down in your heart, you know that you're not okay. And I got to the point where I was like, whatever you want to do, okay, I'm cool with it. If I stay here, I'm good. And I remember the storm. I remember the war inside of me. I wanted to buy a house in Sacramento. God closed every door. I was like, what is going on? I had good credit, had money in the bank, but God would not open the door. I wanted to buy a vehicle. And I was like, I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to, you know, go all out. I want a Tesla and all this stuff. So he's like, you bougie. Wanted a car. I couldn't get one either. Because I didn't have peace about it. That just didn't feel right. And I was going through this storm, going through this thing. And all of a sudden, I remember I was speaking with Pastor Tim one day. Pastor Tim Arganzoni. We're at the bowling alley. This man has been a blessing in my life. Every point of my life where I could look back, he's been a blessing. Pastor Tim, he goes, come hang out with me. I didn't want to. I had to work the next day. How many been there before? But when the man of God asks you to go out with him, it's for a reason. It's for a person. For a purpose. He said, come out. I don't want to. Come on. It was already 11 o'clock. I got work in the morning. It's 6 in the morning. I got to wake up. All these things came in my head, right? And I was like, oh, fine. I'm going to go. I went. I said, I showed up. We started playing games, you know, and right at the end, right at the eighth frame, he pulls me to the side. He goes, so what are you doing? I know when he asks me, what are you doing? You know what that means. Don't you, Albert? What are you doing? I'm just right here, just chilling, you know, doing stuff. No. You're called. And I was like, I know. But I'm cool. No, there's a calling on your life. God's always called you. You always knew you were called. Since 16 years old when I met you, you had a call of God. He started going in. But what he was doing, he was sending rain my way. And all of a sudden, the seed that was in there since I was 16 years old. I was 16 when the Lord told me I was going to do something for him. It took 20 years for the seed to give birth. I did stuff in between, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't until this where I felt like a seed just cracked. And I was there and I was like, hey, send the rain then, okay. I left that conversation at 1 in the morning feeling like, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can do it. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know you were waiting for me. I didn't know any of that. All I knew is that something was hatching in my life. And it took someone to start speaking the rain back in me. For some of you, it's going to be a leader that speaks rain into your life. For others of you, it's going to be God just bringing rain into your life. For some of you, God's going to bring an Elijah your way and say, I hear the sound of rain coming in you. For others of you, it might be me dancing in the corner saying, oh, I feel the atmosphere shifting. Something, I feel rain coming, get ready. But my seed was in the ground 20 years. I started planting other stuff and saying, okay, well, that grows and that grows and that grows and that grows. But it wasn't until I had the right rain to hit the seed, all of a sudden, whew, I packed my bag so quick. We found a house so fast. And we said, I'm not going to let this seed die. I need to get to where God's calling me. And we moved our family all the way from Sacramento to this place. And what's a trip is that this is not even half of what God has shown me. This is just the beginning. The seed is still cracking. The seed is still giving birth. This is just the beginning of what I've seen. I see a bigger men's home. I see a women's home. I see a gang resource center. I see that campus still. I see our church being flooded with the presence of God. The seed's still cracking. But I know how to get into his presence and say, God, bring more rain. God, I need more rain. God, I need you to crack these seeds in my life because I have promises locked up inside of me. And it wasn't until I got into the rain that seed cracked. There's many of you. You have things that you've had since you were a kid. You have things locked inside of you saying that God's called you. You have purpose. God's called your marriage. God's called your family. God's called you to do greater things. And the seeds are locked up inside of you. But I know that the storm will unlock the seed. I know the rain will unlock the seed in your life. It's time to get in that. It's time to get in the rain. Say, God, just shower me. God, shower me with your presence. God, give birth to what's inside of me. And as I stepped here, before my eyes, I started seeing the seed grow. Before my eyes, in 2 years span, I saw us go from 60 to 75 to 100 to 130 to 140. Then we started hitting 170. I was like, dang. We started having Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled services. Worship started just bringing the rain. We started seeing God move. 170, 180. Then we said, you know what? We're going to double services. The leader was like, yeah. We went into double services. The seed started opening more. We are giving birth to something supernatural. But we got to stay in the rain. We got to stay in his presence. We got to stay where his will is. And when you find yourself there, oh, you better watch out. Because I believe God's going to take you to another level. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Every storm in my life has brought me to a new level. Every storm that I weathered has brought me to a new understanding. Here today, you got to know that your storms are only taking you to another level. Your frustrations are only taking you to another level. Your doubts are there so that you could overcome them so you could go to another level. How many ready to level up? How many ready to see what God has in store for your life? Can you give the Jesus the biggest praise that you could give him here today? As we all stand, I just want to pray for you. If that's you today, if you say, Pastor, you minister to me. The Holy Spirit's here. I feel like God wants to do something. He wants to release something within your life. Something fresh, a new anointing, a new favor, a new season. How many ready to step into that type of increase? How many done with the old and ready to go into that freshness? If that's you today, I want you to come up. I want you to come and get a hold of God for the next few moments as we sing this song. Come on.